What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Coach, South Carolina State Bulldogs coach Buddy P with me on the Boss Man Show. Coach, looking great over there, man. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Jerry. How are you?
I'm great, Coach. Damn, talking to you, man. I got to ask you, Coach, man. You know, I'm a son of a coach myself. My dad's at 84 years old. So I want to ask you, at what point did you decide you wanted to get into coaching? And what was kind of your why for getting into it, man?
Well, I got into it because I followed my mom around as a little boy. She was a women's basketball coach. She was a girls' basketball coach in high school and was a school teacher. So she, like you talk about dragging your son around, she drove me around, and I kind of, you know, just kind of picked up on things that way. I played here at South Carolina State back in the early 70s. And after I got done, heck, I wanted to continue to play. I wasn't good enough to play at the next level. So, you know, at that point, you start trying to figure out ways you can hang around the game. So I talk to kids all the time about the fact that, you know, find something. That's been my total due, you know, for my entire career.
Yes, sir. And Coach, like, you've been there. This is your 22nd year being the head coach, Coach. Like, can you believe that you've been there that long, and that longevity in this business the way it is?
No, I swear to you that I don't know where the time has gone. And, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun. Well, you know, that's kind of what's happened with me. And, you know, it's at the point now where I think Christmas comes twice a year. I mean, it just seems to be just running through this part of my life. So I need to slow it down a little bit, because I'm getting toward the back end. You know, as Barkley said, you know, I'm on the back nine. Well, I'm definitely on the back nine, you know, and I'm hoping I'm not on 17. You know, I need to be back over there close at about 10, 11, but I'm probably somewhere in there, in between there, about 17, 18.
Hey, Coach, you know, when I talk to my dad, he talks to me about all the time how his players keep him young. You know, my dad will be 85 years old next month. So, you know, I'm almost 40. But my dad's players are always hitting him up. I take him to weddings, baby showers, players. Do your players keep you young, Coach, and give you that energy coming to work every day to do what you do?
Of course they do. They kind of mold me. You know, all coaches talk about the fact that players, you know, develop over years, and you enjoy seeing them go from where they are, you know, as high school guys most times, because you start knowing them in high school when you recruited them. And then you see them as grown-ups, you know, when they get, you know, when they get that degree and they come back and you see their families and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, they mold me maybe as much as I mold them. You know, I do a lot of stuff because they tell me to. That's just kind of how it works. So there are some things that I like to kind of give them credit for. There's some things that I definitely do not want to give them credit for, too, though. So they got some stuff that I can't quite fit with, but at the same time, I do enjoy hanging around with the younger crowd.
And, Coach, I had on the day earlier Sean Gibbs, coach of Point Valley. He talked about how those battles you and him had with the ANC, man, and how he's a guy from Central as well. So, and what tell me about Sean Gibbs, man, how he's matriculated and now he's the head coach there at Point Valley, leading that program down there, Coach.
Yeah, these guys, you know what? He's down there in great football country. You know, that southern part of Georgia, you know, is amazing. So you can imagine some of the kinds of young men that he's running into, you know, down there. But Sean was up our way, you know, before going down there. And it's and you expose in all kinds of ways to, you know, different methodologies I guess maybe cutting edge kinds of routines that these guys, Sean's and those kind of guys have been, you know, responsible for. So, you know, I'm pulling for them all. And we all want to see the very best for each other as we work through these careers and work with these young folks.
And Coach, you know, I'm asking you about your non-conference MEAC schedule. We know you're coming to Atlanta for the MEAC swag. Yeah. You're coming to play Georgia Tech. So talk about trying to use those six games prior to MEAC play to kind of fine-tune things to get ready for those five games that really count on that back end of your season.
Conference games, we go back and forth to Atlanta here. You know, for a couple of weeks, we go from Atlanta to Charlotte, back to Atlanta. We come home and play the Citadel. We got Virginia Lynchburg. You know, they seem to be kind of our zone, our man out in our luck, in our league, because they played almost everybody. We played Tennessee Tech. You know, it is really an unusual schedule for us because we are missing some of our usual old steady standbys. I've never had a year here that I didn't play A&T or Bethune nor FAMU. that's a strange kind of, you know, scenario for us in the way that the schedule is set up this year. But we bring all of them back, I think, in 24. So when you don't have those guys, then you're really searching to find, you know, who you do play, you know, outside of your regular conference schedule. So, you know, we're excited by the fact that we play these new guys. I wouldn't want to do it over and over again. You know, if we can do it for a year or two the way we're doing it, that's okay. But, you know, I need to get back to some normalcy sometime here before we get done. You know, the Bethunes and the A&Ts of the world got to be around our schedule somewhere.
Now, hopefully you all play my alma mater, Tennessee State, sometime. You know, that's why I was school at Tennessee State. Hopefully you all can play them sometime in the future as well, do a home and home maybe.
You know, we've been talking with them about a game, about a series, and I'm hoping that we can get it done. That's probably somewhere down the road when I'm done and gone. And by the time we get to Tennessee State, I'll probably be somewhere in Never Never Land.
I hope not, Coach. I hope you stay forever, Coach. I hope you stay forever, man. It's a better state, man.
Mm-hmm.
But Coach, let me ask you, Coach, about the MEAC. I feel like you all, the six of you all together, are so strong, man, and the football up and down is so good, and it's very skilled and talented. Now, I feel like people overlook you guys because it's only six of you. But talk about your MEAC conference, how strong you are. Despite those defections, you all are still strong.
Well, you better bet you we are. And I can tell you that Central was really good last year. If you go back and look at Central against some of their non-conference games, New Hampshire, some of those kind of folk that had New Hampshire like won the CAA last year, then, you know, you don't necessarily have a break in those conference games. And Central won the league last year, probably kind of gone away, you know, after we beat them early in the year, you know, then they go on to win the rest of their league games and win the league. But Howard was really good, and Howard technically tied them for the championship because Howard only lost one game. Howard beat us up really badly up there toward the end of the schedule. But, you know, right at that very end part of the game, at the end of the schedule, Central played Delaware State to a one-score game. It was a close game. They had to come back a couple times. I think there were four or five lead changes, you know, in that game with Delaware State. And, you know, it's one of those kind of deals where any of these teams, all six of these teams, Norfolk ended up being, you know, at the back of the pack. They beat us the last game of the season. So I can tell you that, you know, that Central has picked to win the league this year. But you know what? I would say that everybody's got a shot.
Hey, Coach, you know what, Coach? I'm not into those preseason polls. I don't know why they even do that because you don't know what nobody is. You just guess it. You're not into Coach because that's how I played. Now I have my dad's a coach. I don't buy any of those pros because you don't know what we got until we on the field. I'll see you on Saturdays. We'll determine who's best, not because you a media person makes up you think somebody's coming back and say somebody's going to be a certain thing. Coach, I hate those polls with a passion, Coach.
Well, let me tell you, it's not how you start. It's how you finish. And
right.
You never know exactly how a season plays out. We got our best wide, our most consistent wide receiver hurt in the Central game last year. And who's to say that was going to be the next game? Corey Fields, our quarterback, got hurt. So I can tell you that, you know, a couple of breaks here and there, you know, the next thing you know is you're a totally different ball club. So you don't necessarily know, and I can tell you that you better be careful because one of the breaks might take you out in a way where you didn't quite see it coming.
And, Coach, how excited your team is? Because I know last year was not the year you wanted to have. So how have you all been this spring and summer for us focusing in on being better and not let what happened last year happen again?
Well, I think our guys feel kind of responsible. We think there's all kind of reasons why it happened. You know, not necessarily just the fact that we lost a guy here, a guy there. We generally think that we always make next man up mentality every situation and find our way on through it. You know, this didn't happen last year. And so I think clearly focus in on in a way where we know exactly, you know, the kinds of things that we got to do to pull together to make sure that we don't have happen again what happened in 22.
And, Coach, my last one for you, Coach, is, Coach, you know, on your show, Coach, we love to eat, man. And so tell us some great food spots down there. But if we can come down there and watch you play, we can go get some great food at. And just some great hospitality down there for those Bulldog Nation.
Well, we are a big barbecue town here. We got pulled pork and barbecue chicken, all that kind of stuff. Couple places, D&B Fish. They kind of sponsor our first times here. One of my buddies is the owner, a guy named Tyrone Dash. He's got a buffet set up. Those guys got everything from turkey wings to to fish and all that kind of stuff. And then you got we had the regular old barbecue, the old Calabas style barbecue houses here in this town also, the Duke's barbecue people. And they got just wonderful buffets. You pay about $10, $11, $12, and you can eat until you drop in one of those deals. So it's reasonable and it's really good. We are a mustard-based barbecue sauce kind of deal. It's a little bit of a sweet kind of a sauce. And we think it's really good. If you go a little bit farther over in the Charleston to the PD area, you get Scott's Barbecue, those guys over that way, and you see them in Family Living Magazine. You see all of them in all the big national periodicals. Those guys have a vinegar-based kind of a barbecue sauce, kind of a vinegar and pepper kind of barbecue sauce. And those guys, you know, have a wonderful wood-fired kind of taste to their meat. And you can get that kind of stuff, too. So, you know, that's kind of what we have. That kind of stuff is the kind of stuff that we got here. And I can tell you that you know, that is really, really good. If you look at me, I'm sure you can see I've had my share and probably somebody else's.
Hey, Coach, hey, we all do, man. Hey, look, I love barbecue, man. So my favorite thing to eat. And, you know, my son's here, and my son's love brisket. Now, I'm not a brisket fan. My sons love brisket. I'm like, boys, I don't understand why you like that brisket. I like pork, pulled chicken, and turkey wings. That's what Dad does. Uh-huh. I don't know why you get the brisket from. Maybe got it from your mama. I don't know.
That's them Texas guys, Jr. They've got that brisket stuffing. And it's good, too. Let me tell you. I had some this past weekend. Some of my buddies had a little get-together, and they had kind of a contest, and they had ribs and brisket. And, you know, they've been talking about those ribs and brisket for about 3 or 4 months now, and I finally got a chance to taste, you know, their delights of sorts. And I can tell you it's good. I got no problem with it. You don't get to be like I am, being real picky, too, you know.
Yeah, Coach. Well, Coach, I will tell you, man, it was a pleasure to meet you last week for the first time. Especially having you on this show. I look forward to seeing you later in August, man. I'll be cheering for you, Coach. So, you know, you came on my show, others did not. So you got my full support, Coach.
Well, thank you. When you're 3-8, you look for all the support you can get, JR. So don't turn down a gift, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you as well, Coach. Have a great night, man.
All right, you do the same.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.